All right, welcome to another Prep with Mike video segment, and today I'm going to show you how I take ivermectin. Now, a big disclaimer on this is I'm taking agricultural ivermectin, which I purchase over the counter for my farm animals, my donkeys and dogs and goats and chickens and so on. And this is called Noromectin. That's the actual brand name, but I do want to be clear that the Noromectin company only labels this for agricultural use, not for use in humans. However, it's the same molecule, it's ivermectin. This is in a 1% solution. And the other disclaimer is, of course, I'm not your doctor, and don't consider this to be medical advice. You should consult with a competent physician or naturopathic physician about whether ivermectin is right for you, or how much to take, or how long to take it, or what your symptoms are, and so on. Don't rely on this video as a medical diagnosis or a treatment, a piece of advice of any kind. I'm just showing you what I do and how I take ivermectin. So this is my daily smoothie here, which I have in the studio every day. This is my avocado, banana, whey protein, flax seeds. I have broccoli sprout powder in here, which is actually one of the products that, actually, here it is. It's one of the products that we sell here, broccoli sprout powder, because that has the sulforaphane and the indole-3-carbinol and everything. And turmeric, that's what makes this thing orange. So I put turmeric powder in there, broccoli seeds, and you know, a bunch of other stuff. And it's quite delicious with the bananas and the avocados. I really like it. And so then I use a pipette. Now, what you need to understand about these pipettes are very inexpensive. And this is a 1,000 microliter volume pipette. And the way they work is you use your thumb and you push on the end here, and it takes up a certain volume of liquid into the pipette tip. And these tips are, of course, replaceable. So you can buy a bunch of tips. But if you want a very inexpensive pipette, the brand is Microlit. And you can find those online. They're very inexpensive. I think this was, I don't know, $75, which, by the way, believe me, that's cheap for these. In the lab, when we have like NIST traceable pipettes, those are $300. So you can find cheaper ones like this online. And then using this knob up here, let's see if I can show you this. Using this knob, you change the volume, which you can read in the numbers here, the volume that it's about to take up. So I'm changing it to 800, which means 800 microliters. If it shows 1,000, that's 1 milliliter, which is 1,000 microliters. Now, again, try not to get confused about this, but it is, you know, the metric system for volume and so on. But I've decided, again, you have to make up your own decision. Now, I've decided to take 1.6 milliliters, which is 1,600 microliters. And I've decided, again, not medical advice to you, but for me, that's the right dosage that I choose to take because I believe in health freedom. And I have been taking ivermectin very effectively since, well, I don't know, since early COVID. And I credit ivermectin with saving not only myself from, you know, a lot of symptoms and sickness, but also I've seen many other people use ivermectin very effectively. Again, you got to decide for yourself, talk to your doctor. But for me, oh, and the other disclaimer, of course, this brand is not labeled for human use, but I choose to use it myself. I've given it to my dogs and my donkeys and my goats and chickens. So I'm going to take 1.6 milliliters, which again is 1,600 microliters, because that's equivalent to 16 milligrams of total dosage of ivermectin, which I've decided is the right dosage for me. So I'm taking up a volume here, that's 800 microliters. I pop it into my smoothie right there. And then I'm gonna do that a second time, another 800 microliters. Boom, pop that into the smoothie. I now have 1600 microliters or 1.6 milliliters of a 1% ivermectin solution in my smoothie that is labeled for animal use. And then I just mix this up in my smoothie. There's my lid. Mix it up in my smoothie. Just to swish it around in there. And by the way, check with your doctor or naturopath about what the right dosage might be. And they'll probably try to sell you, you know, prescription ivermectin, which is about 100 times more expensive than this. So one of the reasons I do this is because it's dirt cheap. This whole bottle is about $100. And we could do the math on how many total grams of ivermectin it contains, but it's a lot. That dosage right there that I'm taking, again, only 1.6 milliliters, and this whole bottle is what? It's 500 milliliters in this bottle. So I'm having a very inexpensive dose of ivermectin. And I just want to show you on camera. Yes, of course, I'm drinking this. In fact, that smoothie is super delicious. And the ivermectin in a smoothie like this is essentially tasteless. So that's what I do, and I'm going to drink that over the next hour or so. So I'll have 16 milligrams of ivermectin in my body, you know, fighting parasites and SARS-CoV-2 and whatever else. So that's what I do. And again, I don't need a prescription to do that. And I've decided to do it on my own. Whether you need a prescription, that's up to you. That's your choice. But I just want to say, what I just showed you, of course, is not FDA approved because it doesn't profit the drug companies. And in fact, the drug companies, the vaccine makers, are buying up the generic manufacturers of ivermectin in India. They're buying them up so they can shut them down because they don't want you to do what I just did. Oh, and by the way, just for the attorneys at the Noromectin company, you don't have to bother contacting me. I'm not recommending that other people take this for human consumption. And nor is this company making that claim. Again, agricultural use. But you can buy it online and you can use it agriculturally, or you know, you can decide what you wish to do. This is what I'm choosing to do with this molecule. And I've done this, I don't know, dozens of times, probably, maybe more, since the whole COVID, you know, pandemic began. So that's my Prep with Mike video today. Definitely get professional medical advice from your naturopathic physician. And, you know, don't take this as medical advice. Just want to be clear. I know I've given that disclaimer like five times, but I don't want people claiming that I told everybody to go out and chug this stuff. Not at all. And if you don't know how to use a pipette, by the way, I just showed you, and it's really important to know what a pipette is, how to dial in the volume you want, and how to use it effectively, because we may be in a collapsed scenario. The medicine supply is likely to be cut off. You may be required to practice ditch medicine, in a sense, or emergency medicine. You need to know how to dispense an accurate volume of material, whether it's ivermectin or something else. So get yourself some pipettes and some pipette tips. Learn how to use them. You can practice with water. It's very easy. And watch more videos of my Prep with Mike series at prepwithmike.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of naturalnews.com and the free speech video platform, Brighteon.com. Thank you for watching. Take care.